This Sunday, the climate crisis.
Brace yourselves for dangerous heat.
The drought we're in is disastrous. Everyone ought to be worried about it.
Rainfall amounts really are staggering.
About everything we own was destroyed.
Water rushing into the streets.
This is the eye wall hitting right now. The strongest winds.
Annual average temperatures in the U.S. could increase anywhere from 2 to 11 degrees.
Two fast-moving firestorms within miles of each other.
You can see how intense the flames are right now.
The Garden of Eden just turned into gates of hell.
The evidence is everywhere.
You can answer yourself.
The science is settled.
It's ridiculous to say it wouldn't be better if the administration in Washington didn't deny science.
But the politics is not.
Climate change is real, and it is an urgent problem that we need to bear down on.
This morning, we'll report on the challenge of climate change, the science, the damage to our environment, the cost, and the politics. Welcome to Sunday and this special edition of Meet the Press.
From NBC News, the longest-running show in television history, this is a special edition of Meet the Press with Chuck Todd.
Good Sunday morning and a happy New Year's weekend to everyone. This morning, we're going to do something that we don't often get to do. Dive in on one topic. It's obviously extraordinarily difficult to do this, as the end of this year has proven in the era of Trump. But we're going to take an in-depth look, regardless of that, at a literally earth-changing subject that doesn't get talked about this thoroughly on television news, at least, climate change. But just as important as what we are going to do this hour is what we're not going to do. We're not going to debate climate change, the existence of it. The earth is getting hotter, and human activity is a major cause, period. We're not going to give time to climate deniers. The science is settled, even if political opinion is not. And we're not going to confuse weather with climate. A heat wave is no more evidence that climate change exists than a blizzard means that it doesn't, unless the blizzard hits Miami.